1,100 kwacha. And Orif or Mix starting from only 1,900 kwacha. Thank you, QuickFit. Skip the stress and run safe with our premium brands like SKF, Premium Pot, and more.
Call QuickFit on 0765-192-800 or visit any branch, because at QuickFit, your car is our care.
Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client, always get your receipt. To avoid being cheated, did you know that getting a receipt is your right? And with that receipt, you can reduce your tax liability. Easily detect fraud and losses. Boost your company profile. Easily check and compute your business profits. Easily value your business to access loans and other opportunities. Easily build customer trust in your business and so much more. Ask for your proper receipt every time you buy an item. And also, give a proper receipt every time you sell an item. But what is a receipt? This is a document issued by a seller to a buyer as evidence of a transaction. Generally, a proper receipt should be in duplicate, that is, original for the buyer and a duplicate copy for the seller. ZRA, my tax, your tax, our destiny.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Outrage grows over Bill 7 despite presidential withdrawal and court ruling. Riyadh's National Energy Advancement and Transformation Project records over 23,600 applications since May. And in global news, UN nuclear chief says Iran could start enriching uranium for bomb within months. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Social anthropologist Dr. James Msonda has criticized the UPND government, accusing it of political manipulation and arrogance in the handling of the now withdrawn Bill 7 ahead of a constitutional court ruling that also declared the bill unconstitutional. Dr. Msonda has dismissed the recent developments as a calculated move to save face rather than a genuine show of respect for democratic processes, arguing that the president's withdrawal of the embattled bill hours before the court declared it unconstitutional was to avoid embarrassment. His reaction comes amid growing public sentiment that the bill, which had sparked widespread backlash for allegedly seeking to consolidate executive power, should never have been proposed in the first place. Dr. Msonda also believes that the court ruling does not reflect an independent judiciary and has called for deeper reflection and a recommitment to democratic principles, warning that maneuvers such as Bill 7 only serve to erode public trust in the country's institutions.
Isn't it ironic that just a day before the Constitutional Court ruled the Bill 7 to be unconstitutional, or at least unconstitutionally constituted or unconstitutionally started, just a day before, the president announced his withdrawal from parliament? Isn't that ironic? I mean, what does it say about the separation of powers? Even if it's a coincidence, but is it illogical for people to link the two, that the two organs of government are not separate?
Meanwhile, academic and historian Professor Owens Chone says that the government had failed to follow basic democratic norms in the way it introduced the bill, saying it is not only historical, but also common sense that the government consults before making declarations such as constitutional reforms. The Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has announced that the National Energy Advancement and Transformation NEET project has recorded 23,600 applications since the launch of the electricity connection subsidy on 29 May 2025. In a statement, REA Corporate Affairs Department says the subsidy made possible through a $10 million facility supported by the World Bank aims to deliver 23,695 new standard electricity connections to households and small-medium enterprises, SMEs, across rural Zambia. Under this initiative, eligible customers are required to pay only 300 kwacha for a standard connection instead of a standard fee of 4,846 kwacha. REA says the overwhelming response reflects the high demand for affordable electricity solutions in rural areas and is a clear indication that connection subsidies remain a critical enabler for Zambia to achieve universal access to electricity by 2030. The authority has therefore urged interested households and communities to remain alert for official announcements regarding any new opportunities under the NEET project. A 22-year-old man of Ontenja village in Sinda district, Eastern Province, has committed suicide by consuming a pill which is used in preserving grains. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the matter, which occurred between 24th June 2025 at around 15 hours and 28th June 2025 at around 07 hours at Ontenja village, Chief Kawaza, Sinda district in Mwona area, was reported to Chadiza police station yesterday, 28 June 2025, at about 08:30 hours. Mr. Mwemba says Charles Mbewe, aged 45 years of the above address, reported that his younger brother, Mavuto Mbewe, aged 22, of the same house, committed suicide by consuming a pill which is used in preserving grains. He explains that brief facts of the matter are that on 24th June, Mavuto Mbewe, now the deceased, was seen drinking beer at a nearby bar around 15 hours before he was found lying dead outside the house within his yard at around 04 hours the following day. When his family members went to check on him, the police commissioner says the police officers visited the scene and found the deceased lying dead in his yard. He adds that the body was inspected and no physical injuries were seen, but there was a stench of a pill used in preserving grains. Zanaco PLC Chief Risk Officer Mutisunge Zulu has commended the Zambian government for implementing what he describes as broad and effective economic and energy sector reforms over the past 2 years, saying the measures have placed the country firmly on a path to economic recovery. Mr. Zulu is optimistic over the nation's macroeconomic stability, highlighting that Zambia is now holding 4 months of import cover, well above the recommended international standard of 3 months, coupled with a steady build-up of foreign reserves. He notes that the rising global copper demand, driven by reconstruction efforts in war-affected regions, the growing demand for green energy and the rapid rise of electric vehicles, presents an opportunity for Zambia, which should expedite the opening of more mining operations to meet the expected surge in demand, with copper prices forecast to reach all-time highs. Mr. Zulu has further lauded the energy sector reforms introduced last year, which include willing net metering, open access on fuel supply, and pipeline transportation. He says these are unprecedented reforms that have not only improved investor confidence, but also enhanced the country's ability to rebound economically while brightening the country's prospects for long-term economic resilience.
The government's purpose of equity has been come down to well over 1 year, 6.7%, 670 basis points, which is a good sign for term funding. Why? Because offshore is very much interested in our paper. And because of that, it's been the first phase in our main market, and that is forcing the curve down.